Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Zayin in the Izvah Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Gimel. Sog de Mishta. Koyro Shomru, the crossbeam that needs to be used for the Mavoi, Rechova Kedele Kabel Ariach. It needs to be wide enough in order to be able to hold an Ariach. What is an Ariach? An Ariach is a half eleveno. Eleveno is a brick which is 3 by 3, the size of 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. An Ariach is half of that, which means 3 tfachim by 1.5 tefach. The width is only 1.5 tefach. That's what the Mishnah goes on to explain. The Ariach chatzi leveno sheshlosh tfachim. The Ariach is half a leveno of 3 tfachim, so it's 3 by 1.5. Dayo lekoyro shete rechovo tefach. The koiro, what's going to be the width of the koiro of the crossbeam, has to be 1 tefach. In order for it to be able to hold on top of it, the ariach, which is the width of 1.5 tefach, le'orkoi. What does it mean? The length of the ariach will be on top of the length of the koiro of the beam. And because the ariach is a little wider than the beam is 1 tefach. And the ariach is 1.5, so it will be 1/4 of a tefach sticking on each side of the koiro. So that you don't have to literally put the ariach on top of the beam, but it needs to be, in theory, be able to hold on the ariach that way. So it's not enough to hold one ariach. It needs to have a row of ariach. It has to be, the entire koiro has to hold all the arichim one behind the other. In other words, the koiro needs to be strong enough to hold arichim throughout the entire koiro. Tanya Shimon Gamliel argues that the kabbalah of dumus shtarichim lerochbei. Shimon Gamliel argues and says that it needs to be able to hold the arich not to its length, but on its width. Meaning, according to Shimon Gamliel, the width of the koiro needs to be 3 tfachim, like the length of the arich. You don't put the ariach, the length of the ariach, on the length of the koiro. You put the length of the ariach on the width of the koiro. So the koiro needs to be wider in order to be able to hold the entire gimel tfachim, the length of the ariach. But Shimon Gamliel also requires something else. It needs to be able to hold a row of arichim, one next to each other, on top of the entire koiro. My binyan, what's the chiluk between them? So except the chiluk, says Reb Chaim, that they need a wider koiro, not only according to Tanakam, it's 1 tefach. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's 3 tefachim. There's another chiluk. Omav shin beriyos b'neim. Meaning, how strong does the koiro need to be? How bori needs to be? Al datayun derabon akut derabon. I'm going to use here the use of Reb Chaim esrim archin. Al datayim Shimon Gamliel arboin archin. Because if the koiro needs to hold arichin throughout the entire koiro, and we said that the size of the opening of a mavoi can be up to 10 amma. So if you have a ariach on its length, according to Rabbanon, what is this, the length of the ariach? It is 3 tfachim. 3 tfachim, how many 3 tfachim goes into a koiro of 10 amma? Every amma is 6 tfachim, so you have a total of 20 arichim. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it needs to be on its width. And because the width is only 1.5 tfachim, so the amount of arichim that you have in the koiro is 40. Kedir's the Gemara says, Shtei koiros bezucha tzitefach ubezucha tzitefach kam hiya b'neim. If one has 2 koiros, instead of having 1 wide beam, he has 2 narrow beams. Each beam is only 1/2 a tefach. Each koiro is only 1/2 a tefach. So then how much space you need to have in between? Rabzeyu amar chatzi tefach. So he says, in between the 2 koiros, between the 2 beams, you put a space of 1/2 a tefach. So you have a beam of 1/2 a tefach, a space in between 1/2 a tefach, and another beam of 1/2 a tefach. Now, even though the koiro is 1.5 tefach, he says, but when you have a beam of 1 tefach, so you put the koiro on top of it, and the 1/2 a tefach is sticking a little bit to each side. So now that I have 1/2 a tefach, and I make a space between 1/2 a tefach, so the riach was on top of the beam is going to be on the air in between. What's the difference if it's sticking to the right and to the left or sticking in the middle? Tani Rabbi Shayo tefach. Rabbi Shayo says no. The space in between should be 1 tefach. In order for it to hold the riach, it should be 1 tefach in between, and then 1/2 a tefach on each side. The 1/2 a tefach will hold the extra quarter of a tefach that sticks out, because the size of the ariach is a tefach and a half. So you put a space in between of a tefach, and you put a quarter of a tefach on the half a tefach koira, and the other quarter of a tefach on the top of the half a tefach koira. Says the Gemara, Shtei koiros bezu shlish v'koshu, ubezu shlish v'koshu, ubenayim pochas mishlish. So if you have a koira which is a third of a tefach plus, another koira which is a third of a tefach plus, and in between you have less than a third, because in a total that's the size of a tefach. Yevo ki demar Rabbi Yochanan, this is like Rabbi Yochanan said, ha'oimid v'acholil mitstarfim barbo, referring to when a person has a bor, a pit, and he has the oimid, which means the dust or the earth which was in the bor next to the bor. You can measure both together to create a rishus hayachid of four amas. So you combine together both the pit and the earth which is next to it. You join it together. But the condition is that the oimid, which means the standing earth, needs to be more than the opening of the pit, because you need to have more oimid than pasuach. So the same Rabbi Yochanan that said over there, the oimid v'chol mitztavim ba'abo, they could join together for the four. Now we're holding avzayin with base. V'hushe oimid yuhabe ala cholol. But that's only as much as the oimid, the standing earth, is greater than the cholol in between, greater than the pit, in order for that to create a rishus. So similarly over here, when I'm using here, want to create a koira by having a third plus and a third plus and in between less than a third, then it works, because then the oimid, then the koira, is greater than the middle. You need to have oimid in each side, as Reb Chaim points out. The same one when you have the pit and you have the earth on the side. It's not enough that both earths together are greater than the opening. It needs to be that every earth on each side will be more than the opening in between. So here in the koira, you need to have that the two edges, each one will be more than the middle. That's why you have a koira which is a little more than a third, and a koira which is a little more than a third. Each one of them is more than the opening in between, which is less than a third. That joins to be one big koira. Continues the Gemara and says, koira sheyotze mikoisel zeh vein and gaz mikoisel hasheni. You have one beam, one cross beam going from one wall, but doesn't reach the other wall. O sheyu shnayim zu keneged zu. Or you have two koiras, each one coming from a different wall, and they don't touch each other. Im yesh bin zu lezu shlosh tfachim. If there's a distance of three tfachim or more, tzorich koira, then you need to add another koira to close the gap. V'im lav ain't tzorich koira. But if it's less than three tfachim, we don't need to have a koira. Is tani tani arbo. And some say arbo. In other words, question is, when do you say lavud? Do you say lavud in only gimel tfachim or up to four tfachim? One says three, because that's the amount of space you need for a person to pass through. Because four tefachim is a makom chashuv, and up to that is considered to be lovut. Continues the Gemara, koira shereish echad lamalo me'esru amo, v'reish echad lamato me'esru amo. You have a koira, you have a beam that is going in an angle. It starts below 20 amo to the floor, and then it goes up to higher than 20 amo than the floor. Roim kilush kol shilu yogud. If you cut the koira when it goes up, betoich shloish tefachim, v'iniris, betoich esru amo, mutar v'im lav asur. If you will cut the beam within three tefachim to the wall, and then the beam will be within 20 amo to the floor, so then it's okay. V'im lav asur. In other words, as long as the majority of the beam is under 20 amo, if you cut it, it's going to be within 20 amo to the floor, and it will be within three tefachim to the wall. So you have enough of a koira. So even though it reaches the wall above 20 amma, it's okay. But if when you cut it, when you're imaginary cutting it, you won't be three tefachim to the wall, so then it's possible. Similarly, koira shereisha echod lemalo me'asar tefachim, v'reisha echod lemata me'asar tefachim. You have a koira going in an angle, some of it below 10 tefachim, which is possible, some of it above 10 tefachim. If you cut it within three tefachim to the wall, v'nearest, here they use the gears of Reb Chaim, v'nearest lemala me'asar tefachim, and then you have enough koira above 10 tefachim to be machshir the mavoi mutar. V'im lav, if you cut it within three tefachim to the wall, you won't have the koira above 10 tefachim, asur. Says the Gemara, Shtei Koriz Zu L'Malam Yizu. You have two half beams, one on top of another. You see, you connect them together. What's called Chavos Rami in the Gemara in the Bavli. You connect these two halves of being together. As long as you don't have any part of that beam above 20 amo or below 10 tfachim. You see, Rabbi Yehuda goes in the sheet of his father in one hand, and the other hand he argues with his father. What is he going with the sheet of his father? In fact, he connects the two halves of beams together. So the Reb Chaim explains like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the beam doesn't have to hold a brick. So you can connect two halves together. But according to Rabbanon, the beam has to hold a brick. You can't connect it together because they can't hold a brick. Half a beam, half a beam there doesn't hold a brick. So with that, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Cholokolovi, but he argues on his father, because he said that no beam can be above a 20 amo. We learned in the beginning of the sector, he holds it can be over 20 amo. So in this part that he does not allow the beam to be above 20 amo, here Rabbi Yehuda argues with his father. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Chinano Bashalmio, Rabbi Yehuda Chinano Bashalmio, Bashem Rav, they explained, it's not the idea of Choyd Rami that you connect these two things together. Because Rav holds, and the only way to say Chvoid Rami is only when you have a beam which is at least one tefach wide. Here you have two halves of a beam, so you don't say Chvoid Rami. So it needs to be within three tefachim to each other, and then you say Lovud, and then they're connected together. And according to this, when I say that one cannot be above 20 amo, and one below 20 tefachim, is not speaking about the same case. Because they have to be within three tefachim to each other. So within three tefachim to each other, none of them can be above 20 amo, or none of them can be below 10 tefachim. But they have to be within three tefachim to each other in the height. So this Rav is coming to argue on what the Gemara said till now. That's what Pnei Moshe explains. This is a machlekes on the Gemara Le'il. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Eruvin Dav Zayin.